What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. Well, are you envious enough to be able to walk up into your attic? Yeah, most homes today don't have that luxury. And having that space certainly comes with advantages. It allows you to tuck away items that you don't want cluttering up your living area. However, hauling things up there with little or no intention to ever using them can lead to an out-of-sight, out-of-mind scenario and also to some problems. There are two factors to consider when deciding what to store in your attic. You have to remember high temperatures in the summer and also condensation in the winter could raise havoc with what's up there. Yeah, condensation in the winter is caused from heat loss, mixing with the cold temperatures on there in the attic and causing a layer of condensation, which will eventually cause mildew to grow. So be aware of that. Ventilation is the key, along with proper insulation. Ideally, your attic shouldn't be more than 10 to 20 degrees above the outside temperature. More realistically, however, temperatures can go much higher than that. Of course, another issue usually occurs more often during the colder months, which is the warm air from the heating of the house can rise into the attic. And as I said, mixed with the cooler air under the roof and causing this moisture layer. You'll know it if you're experiencing either of these conditions by smelling a musty odor, seeing water droplets on windows, and feeling overly hot or cold when the attic, depending on the time of year. So thinking about storing in your attic, things that you may not want to put up there would include books because of this moisture issue, musical instruments, same kind of thing, fabric, holiday and home decor, candles and crayons. While it's unlikely you'll store these two items together, they fall under the same category. The wax that makes up both candles and crayons can melt in high heat and become quite a mess to clean up. Keepsakes, certainly temperature fluctuation can have an effect on mementos, family heirlooms, and antiques. Anything electronic, any batteries, anything toxic or flammable, fire extinguishers. Yeah, well, now that you've removed any fire hazard from the attic, there's no reason to store a fire extinguisher up there, right? Most companies that manufacture these essential pieces of safety equipment warned that they are not designed to withstand temperatures above 120 degrees. And then, depending on the entryway into your attic, getting items in and out is also another thing to consider. Make the process more painless by storing only things that are easy to maneuver. So there you go, things to store and not to store in your attic. And if you've got an attic, well, good for you. Hey, if you missed any of this and you want to hear it one more time, simply go to the Odyssey app. It'll be there for you, and I will be here for you, as I am each and every Saturday morning at 10, with another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 10 till noon, here on WBEN. Hammer Time Radio, brought to you by Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.